Hello, hi, attention everyone.
This is going to be a great show.
And it's the choice of a new generation.
Welcome in to Run With
Run
It.
Run With It.
Your home for all things sports. Headlines, stories, and scoops. Get in now. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. And now, here's your hosts of Run With It, General Patton Cook and Ray Dusky.
With it on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm Patton Cook. Ray Dusky, Devlin McKenzie, producing this here show, doing a great job as he does every single Sunday and Saturday and Monday through Friday as well for Devlin. Ray, happy Sunday. NFL has already started. It's preluded this show. They've gone over to London just so they can take over our show and have some NFL games going on right now. Saints and Vikings, how are we doing this weekend?
Not too bad. I mean, football.
Yes.
As long as football's playing, your boy Ray's always happy. Right now, it looks like Minnesota just took a huge sack. Jeffrey's now just picked up about 18 of the 21 yards that they needed to go for a first down here. About 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter when New Orleans up 22-19 over the Minnesota Vikings across the pond.
Yeah, already some drama. Kirk Cousins, it's borderline prime time in London, so he's not having his best game.
It's not his fault. If you watch the game, a ton of drop passes. I mean, there's a couple balls he put in there, especially to Jefferson in the end zone. Jefferson just could not make a play for it. And, you know, if he had made that play, that's a touchdown. We're talking about, you're probably looking at about 4-point, Vikings lead. But when is football? I'm excited. Always love it. Can't get enough of it. I hate fantasy football, by the way.
Right.
Just let you know. You know, as much as us high school graduates.
The draft is great. And then after you go about one or two, you're like, why do I have about $100 tied up into fantasy football every year?
More than that.
Sorry to bring that up.
$100, right? That's child's play. Yeah. Devlin's over there like a grand in each game and stuff
I know that.
I'm over here hawking Jefferson stats right now, just praying I can get a win in one of my leagues.
Trying to will a touchdown out of Justin Jefferson right now.
Please.
Well, your guy over here forgot to take out Michael Thomas this morning.
And I forgot to take out Alvin Kamara. The time change. I think ESPN should implement something. They should have called me while I was sleeping at 8 a.m. I was not conscious. I mean, that's not my fault, I think.
I mean, it's just this crazy. This game's going back and forth. This started to get a heated game. Speaking about heating games, we just talked about some college football.
Yeah.
Heated matchup.
Exactly. Want to give the rundown of today's show. Football, 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 and then more football. And we'll start first with college football.
So we're talking football.
Football.
Okay. Football. All right.
College football.
Just so I know.
Not a whole lot to talk about. Want to kind of commit a lot to the NFL today. We've said every week we're going to do picks. Ray.
We're going to stand by it. We're eventually going to commit to it today.
This is going to be
week four. It took us 4 weeks for
NFL picks are part of this show's 10 commandments. Yep. And they're all 10, quite frankly. That's how important it is to us. But only a few games we want to discuss. First, maybe the game of the day yesterday, Kentucky Ole Miss, top 15 matchup in the SEC, Ole Miss at home. Lane Kiffin all week, not begging the fans, but he was basically telling them, I'm tired of you guys not showing up, so you better show up this weekend. And it was a fabulous atmosphere at Ole Miss this weekend. Of course, they beat Kentucky by 3 points. That line was 7. It had Ole Miss score winning by a touchdown, even though Kentucky was a top 10 opponent. Ray, what a game it was yesterday. All the talk about how good is Kentucky, and I think we saw Kentucky's pretty good, but I think what we saw, the SEC West from top to bottom, you look at it, Arkansas, Alabama, we saw Ole Miss, Mississippi State beats Texas A&M yesterday. I mean, you can go on and on about it. The SEC West truly is king.
Absolutely. Now, there was a lot of talks yesterday. I believe it was a 4th-and-1, and Kentucky decided to go for it.
Yes.
And it looks like when the player got hit, fumbled the ball, went almost his way, there was issues of targeting.
Will Levis,
I was like, I don't see the targeting. Did you see targeting in that play?
Well,
I'm waiting for Jeff to call in and let us know because, he is the Kentucky ambassador here in Nashville.
One thing you can say about Jeff, he's fair on Kentucky football, even though he loves to kind of gloat a little bit when they knock off specifically Florida and UT. He'll let you know, but he is also realistic. I don't know. I think for that hit, I've seen it called targeting before, but I think one thing we can kind of put into context, you're in the final 2 minutes of the game. Yep. You're in the fourth quarter. If you pick up that fourth down, likely Kentucky's going to go down and score a touchdown, even though they ended up having another opportunity, which Will Levis got a strip sack and ended up getting it taken away. I think refs late down the stretch, it's in all sports. Yeah. They don't swallow the whistle, but unless it's something egregious, like violent, the guy launched himself and lowered his helmet, maybe you would have saw targeting. But if that happened in the first quarter, Ray, it is targeting, I think.
I guess it is targeting, but they didn't call it.
Indeed.
And what happens?
Ole Miss
gets the W in Kentucky. Well, does that catapult to Ole Miss probably as a top 10 team now? They were 14th yesterday, right?
I probably puts them right at 10. Tennessee, who is at 8, they did not play this weekend. They got a bye. They're probably going to move over to 7. And you've had a few teams kind of in that top, not lose, but didn't have great performances. Michigan against Iowa, that was a snooze fest. My God, I'm sure Devlin would love to pile on Michigan.
Because he loves Michigan.
Big Ten football, Devlin. if there's an epitome of it, I think it's Iowa football right now.
I don't know, man. There's some bad teams in the Big Ten. Northwestern is awful.
Yes.
Indiana's really, really bad. Nebraska, as you know, is pretty much a dumpster fire.
They're
right
dead.
Now.
They are dead.
After week one.
There's some bad Big Ten teams, that's for sure. And there were some big upsets this week. Minnesota, big loss out of the Big Ten West.
Yep.
I could
Purdue.
Not believe I saw that. Yeah. There's still a pretty good shot they're going to make it out of the Big Ten West and head to the Big Ten Championship just because that side is really, really bad. But, yeah, I mean, even outside of the Big Ten, there was some massive upsets. I could not believe Washington lost. Washington against UCLA. UCLA finally getting done with Chip Kelly and DTR, who have been there for what feels like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Georgia.
I think that game ended at 1 in the morning.
1 in the morning.
Yeah,
it was a long day.
Eight. Oklahoma, TCU.
Massive.
TCU routing
55,
Oklahoma.
Was it 55-24.
31-point victory for the Frogs over and Texas Christian. So a lot went down in college football yesterday. Devlin, we have kind of enjoyed our weekly Ohio State segments. They look good against Rutgers. Rutgers, not the best of programs. Have they leapfrogged Alabama, in your opinion, after they struggled against Arkansas, which is a good team, but we saw Bryce Young go down. That's a storyline to talk about. Ohio State, where do they rank? Right now, third in terms of the AP poll. We kind of talked last week. Not a whole lot separating Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. Do you see it the same way?
No, I definitely do not. Georgia's fallen off completely.
Georgia as well, yes.
I mean, that game against Missouri was absolutely atrocious. Missouri, for those of you who don't know, which I'm sure you do, Missouri's terrible.
Yes.
They're one of the worst teams in the SEC. And I always thought, you know, that Georgia-Kent State game was a fluke. It was not. Georgia is not as good as people think they are.
2 weeks in a row, which is surprising, and the way they played against Oregon, I think a lot of people, including myself, Oregon's a good football team, and we've seen that since week one, which is a bit surprising in that sense, but Missouri took them all the way down to the wire, a late touchdown by Georgia in the fourth quarter. They end up holding on by 4. I think the line was well over 30 heading into that game, so a little bit of some surprises in there. Alabama-Arkansas was a game. Bryce Young ends up going out injured with an AC joint. Ray, we saw the backup, Jalen Milroe, Alabama's backup. I said this to a couple friends. Probably Alabama's backup is probably the fifth best quarterback in the nation.
Absolutely. I mean, Alabama, what have we known about them? They always restock.
Reload.
Reload every year. Is there a quarterback that's on there named General Booty? The General?
Yeah.
The General. I thought for sure they were pulling him out there when they were doing the Bryce Young examination, stuff like that.
I don't want to spoil anything, but that's my alias. On the weekends, on
you
Saturdays.
You are the general. You're the OG general there. Yep. But, yeah, Alabama does not lose, you know, doesn't lose a beat. Completely, you know, just annihilates, you know, the opposition. No matter who doesn't – Bryce Young doesn't play, what have you. It just seemed like it was an easy victory. I'm just going back to what Delvin said, Georgia.
Yeah,
I mean, Georgia looked like they were invincible. I thought, you know, now they're going to do a reshuffling. Is it safe to say that maybe Ohio State might be the number one?
Yeah, and I mean, parity ultimately. And
I know they want the Alabama-Georgia, you know.
It's tough. Alabama and Ohio State, you can just flip a coin for right now. I mean, Alabama's starting quarterback going out, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like Ohio State. Trayvon Henderson, the running back, is out, does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Our best receiver is out, it does not matter. We're still going to be up there with the top two, top three teams. I just think there's only a top two right now. I think the top third, Georgia, is out. I don't like them at all. I think they might lose to Tennessee.
Does Michigan leapfrog Georgia here?
They won't in the polls, but I think there's a discussion to be had. It's 2 weeks in a row now against bad football teams. That's what Kent State and Missouri are. They're bad football teams. Kent State more so than Missouri. They're an SEC school. But Auburn, I mean, we all know about Brian Harsin and that program going on right now. But Plenty to discuss in college football. If you want to talk college football, call us up, 615-844-5600. Or NFL, where we are moving to right now.
By the way, the scoreboard update real quick. Minnesota Vikings just scored. Justin Jefferson, 3-yard run, touchdown. Now the Vikings are up. I believe the score as of right now is 26-22. With a little bit of...
Devlin, you can't do cartwheels in the studio.
Yes. I'm trying not to.
No cartwheels.
I'm holding myself back.
No cartwheels.
Because he's all about the Jefferson stats. I am too, because I am actually playing. I was just hoping it would be a pass play because I also got Kirk Cousins starting in this game. So, but there's a little over four minutes left in this game. Anything can happen. Andy Dalton.
If you want to two-screen the game and then us on
that's fine
Facebook
too.
Live, Twitter,
please, by all means.
We're not going to stop you from that.
We give you some play-by-play.
Indeed.
Just
late
turn
drama.
On the volume down and we can give some patent right. General play-by-play on the side.
Late drama down the stretch. Let's talk NFL. And we'll kind of we've picked out some games kind of before the show that we want to talk about, some marquee games. And the one that's at the top of my ESPN scoreboard right now, I don't know if it's because the Titans are in my favorites on the ESPN
app. They are every week.
Titans Colts line right now is 4 for the Colts. Indianapolis a 43 over under coming into the game with the Titans. Offenses haven't been great this season. Defenses have kind of been off and on, more so for the Titans. The Colts defense is really what's kept them alive so far through the first 3 weeks. Of course, Indianapolis Colts, they shock the Kansas City Chiefs, as we all expected on this show.
No business of winning that game.
We all called
no business winning that game. But
The Titans, they escape 0-3. They beat the Raiders last week. Both teams coming off their first wins of the season. Colts are at home. Ray, just early thoughts on this game. Some not really notable injuries for the Titans. No Zach Cunningham in there, as well as Amani Hooker, who's dealing with a concussion for the Titans. Colts are pretty much healthy. They're not missing anybody heading into this game. Early thoughts.
You saw last week both teams going back to do what they do well. They got their two prime players playing in the game. I believe Jonathan Taylor had, 21 carries last week that led to the upset against the Kansas City Chiefs. And look, Kansas City moved the ball. They were up 14-10 that half. And then, of course, we saw the spat between Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy. No one cares. And you see Andy Reid kind of pull, Patrick Mahomes away. It's kind of like, mom and dad, mom and son are arguing, and the dad comes and pulls away the son. It was kind of like one of those situations. Right. And then you see Derrick Henry. They got Derrick Henry involved early in that game. Five catches for 58 yards. Second leading receiver on the Titans team right now.
Catches ever for Derrick Henry.
Absolutely. So they were able to mix the box a little bit. And what I was frustrated about with the Titans is the fact that in the second half, they literally took their foot off the neck and they gave the opportunity for the Raiders to come back. They almost came back to the last second of the game where the Raiders, if they had scored that 2-point conversion, we were tied in the overtime. We could be talking about an 0-3 team.
And then, I probably wouldn't be here, quite frankly.
Yeah, and you were at that game, were you not?
I'd probably be in the Cumberland River somewhere.
So I wonder. I'm excited to know what your thoughts were during that time when you're just like, oh, here we go again.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
This really happened.
Play after play, when I saw Mac Hollins, who I didn't even know existed before that game.
Out of all the offensive players they have, Mac Hollins leads the wide receiving corps in yards last week.
They just kept throwing up to him, and every time he kept catching, I'm like, they're going to get a 2-point conversion and overtime's coming. Whether or not what happened in overtime, it's a coin toss anyway. We've seen that a lot of the times, but you make a good point, and this is now a trend, Ray, where the Titans in the first half do well. They did it in week one. In the second game against the Bills, it was fairly close in that game. They weren't leading it. In the first quarter, I thought they were playing okay. It wasn't the massacre that it was in the second half. Then we saw it again against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I don't have an explanation for it. I know everyone's coming at Todd Downing, and believe me, I'll come at Todd Downing anytime. I will happily blame him for whatever I can. But this is 2 weeks in a row now coming out of the locker room where the Titans have been flat on both sides of the ball, defensively as well. That's an issue. And against the Colts and against this run game, you can't come out flat because Taylor can run for 75 yards in a blink of an eye. So for me, I'm worried in this game. I think second half woes have to get fixed, and I don't know if they will this week.
You know what I was excited about is outside of being that they started to feed Derrick Henry and get him involved early in the game was Robert Woods.
Yeah.
You're starting to see that trust between Tannehill and Woods. Much better production last week compared to the weeks prior when he only had 2 catches for 20 yards. I think he needs to be involved. I think the biggest X factor here is Jeffrey Simmons. It seems like that offensive line on the Indianapolis Colts is still trying to figure it out. They're not that very good. I think that Jeffrey Simmons, who's going to, if you get in front of Matt Ryan, pressure, because we all know that Matt Ryan takes like these some lazy sacks at times. He's not a mobile quarterback at the age of, what, 37 right now. He's not going to be able to move him around. You get Jeffrey Simmons in your face, lead from mistakes. I actually have the Titans winning today in a close one.
I do too. I think, well, 4 points right now is what the Colts are favored by. Big thing for the Titans, they get Bud Dupree back. And I think we in week 2 and 3 with no Bud Dupree or Harold Landry, who's out for the year, you double Jeffrey Simmons and it's okay. You're living with everybody else rushing the passer. Rashad Weaver's been an okay addition, the second-year player for the Titans. But other than that, it's been pretty pedestrian, pretty much zero pass rush. Bud Dupree back today against Ray. Are you surprised the offensive line for the Colts? For a couple years now, that was the best part of their team was the offensive line. Quentin Nelson in there, Kelly the center, and numerous other guys. They had a few guys retire. Now that Colts offensive line, they're trying to figure things out like the Bengals did. Luckily enough for them, on Thursday Night Football, they ended up figuring it out. Are you surprised by the offensive line of the Colts? Because for years, it was probably the best in football.
Absolutely. I mean, when you were talking about that offensive line last year, it's pretty much been their bread and butter. Especially, I'm not talking about even the offensive line. I'm also talking about the defensive line as well. Sure. I mean, on both sides of the ball, they had impact there. And then just to see like how they're not been able to put it together, I'm actually quite surprised about what this team is able to do. So that's why I have the edge slightly going to the Titans here in this win this coming weekend. I mean, you're talking about two teams that are like AFC South. It's just a dumpster fire. I mean, it looks like Jacksonville, they got the Eagles. We're going to talk about that later in the show. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars are really going to about to win this division. I know I've been saying that for the last couple of weeks, but it looks like.
They got the record so far.
There was somebody who came out earlier in the week and said that they don't see one weakness on that Jacksonville Jaguars team. And that's just wild to me. Like, I mean, like, I can't make this up. I'm just like, okay, well, that's pretty bold for you to say
How bad of an indictment is it on Urban Meyer if they make the playoffs this week or this year? Because, I mean, granted, they spent a lot of
free agency. He lost a locker room before week one. He did. I mean, you came in and you tried to do like that little like experiment with Tim Tebow and stuff like that. And that just
kicking his kicker.
Yeah, kicking his kicker. And like Tim Tebow, yeah, the kicking the kicker, which is like, just, I totally forgot about that one. But you bring in Tim Tebow, that little side. I know, you know, Tim came in and like he's the ultimate pro. He's got a huge fan base. But it looked like it discouraged and distracted that team in terms of this upcoming season, because now it's just like, oh, well, you just drafted, you know, Trevor Lawrence, and now you've got this guy coming in. Like, who's your starting quarterback? Because everyone's like, oh, you know, is he going to be the quarterback, or is it gonna, you know? So it was just a mess.
Unneeded.
At the very beginning, it was a mess, and so 1 year was in and out. So I don't know. I just feel like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, We're going to talk about that later. Yep. About the Tennessee Titans. I think they have the advantage. It's a slight one because the Colts have actually owned them. Over the years. It doesn't matter if it was Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett. It just seems like they always play tough. That game plays. Last year, I believe they split the series as well, right?
Three wins in a row.
So now it's like they're trying to sway them. Hopefully, they'll be able to ride the momentum. But we'll see what happens.
So Ray is going Titans plus four. I'm going Titans plus four as well, Devlin. So write us down for both of that. Before we send it to a break and
are
talk
we gonna
more.
Ask Devlin's? We got to get Devlin's in there. Yeah, come on.
I'll write you in for that, but I'm taking the Titans in this one. I might take them outright.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm taking them outright as well because I think they're going to win. So, are you taking them outright as well, Patton? I got to hear what the general's thoughts are.
I'm going to be a cop out. I'm just going to go plus four now.
Okay,
just,
so he's taking the Colts. He's taking the Colts.
Just
he knows his team.
The second half has been
suspect.
Not great. not great. We'll just leave it at that. I can't say many words on air that I'd like to say, but we'll just leave.
You can tweet it out later.
WNSR, you can't be mad at what I tweet at some point. Before we send it to a break, I want to tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones, just a great guy. The lead dentist over at Smiles by Design. Have known him for many of years. Started to go to him for my dentistry services a couple years ago. And, man, I can't say enough good things about him. I came in a little self-conscious about my smile. Just really wasn't totally confident about it. And within a year, it completely changed it in. Can't thank him enough for what he has done for my entire life, quite frankly. They are located in Smyrna at 1053 Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. One of the great things that they have going on right now, do you like cavity fillings? No, you don't. I know you don't. Well, they've got needle-free cavity fillings that allow no shots. You don't have to get numbed up through a needle. We get numbed up in other avenues that they'd be happy to discuss about. Completely safe. I've had it happen myself. Sorry, Mom, I've got cavities. but it has been just so good. That technology they have, not many dentists in the Middle Tennessee area have it. So you got any questions about that, call them up at 615-355-1033 or you can visit their website for more information at drdwaynejones.com.
Just want to give you a quick scoreboard update. Minnesota versus the Saints. Minnesota was up 25-22 with a little bit about a minute and 51 left. Lutz with a 60-yard field goal to tie it up. 60-yarder, baby.
The soccer is booming in London right now.
It looks like it's 25 all with a little under 2 minutes left. So just want to kind of give that quick scoreboard update. But that's Pat and Cook. I'm Ray Dosky. That's Devin Behind the Boards. This is Run With It here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. We'll be right back.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at bitedds.com. What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
Habit Inspected Property Solutions is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This proud salute is brought to you by Habit Inspected Property Solutions, veteran-owned and operated for all your general home inspection needs. Call 615-527-8113. That's 615-527-8113. Habit Inspected Property Solutions. They're people who care.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, so, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Run With It on Nashville Sports Radio. Before we continue our NFL discussion, I want to tell you a little something about FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel season or football season is underway, so now is a perfect time to download the FanDuel America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up using that promo code WNSR. FanDuel, it has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with that same game parlay. With live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started, and you get paid so, so fast if you do win. All on that app. That's safe and secure and easy to use. So sign up using the promo code WNSR for your no sweat first bet. That's promo code WNSR. Make every moment more with this NFL season on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now, you got to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager issued. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Call that gambling hotline, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Score update on the Vikings Saints.
So it looks like there's about 30 seconds left. Minnesota's in New Orleans territory. It looks like they're going for about a 45-yard field goal. Score side of 25.
So Kirk Cousins in the fourth quarter has marched down the field.
He hasn't really. Yeah, besides.
Has it been Dalvin Cook?
It was that Jefferson big catch. I think it was like for a little over 40 yards. Put him into New Orleans Saints territory. So they're right around the 30-yard line. So. At about another 15 yards, probably about 48-yard field goal, and see if Joseph can nail it in and win the game and send them back home.
Well, that game started out slow. It's good to see the people of London won't continue to hate all things American sports. That game down the stretch has been pretty good. Let's talk about that game we were discussing briefly earlier.
Which is?
Jaguars.
Oh, yes, Jaguars. Two of my favorite teams. Two of my favorite teams.
Two teams that are young and playing up to their level right now. More people saw the Eagles more than the Jaguars, but when you bring in as many new players as Jacksonville did, I mean, mm-hmm. there's a chance that you're going to have a bump in your performance. They spent more than anybody in free agency. They brought in a lot of players for Trevor Lawrence. Christian Kirk, they brought in, the big-time wide receiver out of Arizona. That experience looks to have gone pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Eagles, they bring in A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts is playing at an MVP-type level. And that line right now, 6.5 for the Eagles to win this. It is the line against the Jaguars. But, Ray, Eagles are getting mentioned as a Super Bowl contenders right now. Are you buying the hype?
So far, I mean, they've been soaring high right now. I mean, if you look at what this team's do offensively, defensively, they went against my Washington, fill in the blank, because they didn't. If you want to call them the Commanders, they have not commanded.
I love your fill in the blank.
Well, because the thing is, like, I don't know what their team is. They have not commanded anything this entire season. What have they commanded? They're just losses. You could just run over. They gave up 9 sacks last week, and they go against, we'll talk about this later, about the Dallas Cowboys and Washington team going against probably the sack-leading Cowboys with Micah Parsons led there. And you see what this team's able to do. You've got offensive weapons across the board. Miles Sanders, you've got Brown, you've got Smith, you've got Godot at the tight end position. Offensively and defensively, those lines, they pretty much can impose their will. When you have something like that at your disposal, it makes games winning easy. And I mean, not only are they a Super Bowl favorite, we're talking about Hurts possibly being an MVP candidate this year. Right? I mean, he's putting up there. He was the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. I mean, he's been playing lights out. Well-deserved. I mean, he's a little under 1,000 yards passing. I mean, the
best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Yeah, and then you look at Jacksonville coming up, and I asked a person about, a former player, about, is there such a thing as a revenge game for a head coach? And he said, oh, absolutely. You got Peterson coming up there. place that he took a team that's never won a Super Bowl to a Super Bowl, gets the Super Bowl W, has a statue in front of that stadium.
With a backup quarterback.
With a backup quarterback. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. And I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, Jacksonville is top 10 in both offense and defensive, you know, rankings, which is wild. And so it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a lot closer. I think the spread's, what, 6.5? I believe
it's 6.5.
Like 6.5 right now.
For Philly.
So I'm going to take – you know what I'm going to do? I like Jacksonville. I'm just not a believer. I think Philadelphia – I believe it's at home.
It is.
I'm taking Philly. I'm taking Philadelphia at home because we know they've got some crazy weather out there because of Hurricane – is it Ian or Ian?
Ian.
Ian, right? I've been told Ian. I'm like, no, I thought it's Ian. But I believe Hurricane Ian's up there. They're getting a lot of rain. So
either way, people know what we're talking about.
It's going to be really messy. So what are you expecting? Yeah. A lot of Jalen Hurts, probably a lot of quarterback runs. Miles Sanders will be involved. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles with the points.
It is a tough game. And I think for the Jaguars right now, they're playing really well. You were talking about the Eagles defense. What they did, and I know we talked about it, it's Kirk Cousins in prime time, but I cannot get Darius Slay just locking up the entire Eagles or the entire Commander secondary anymore. I mean, I take it back, the Vikings. I can't get that primetime game out of my mind. Just the entire defense running rampant. Fletcher Cox is playing out of his mind at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this without one of their pass rushers, Barnett out of Tennessee. So I think for me right now, the Eagles are playing probably the best football in the NFL. Granted, have they been tested yet? I think that's something you can maybe ask. The Jaguars are going to be a nice test offensively and defensively. They're young. They're naive. They don't know any better, really, at this point. This is a team that hasn't gone – many of their players at all have gone to the playoffs at all. So we'll see kind of how Trevor Lawrence – and probably his first big quarterback duel in his career as a team that's not favored to win necessarily, but there's some different expectations now at the start of the year. I don't think there's any doubt.
When you look at this Jacksonville team – last year, they just laid the wood on the Chargers last week.
Yeah,
you know, was their first road game in less than in about 3 years, was against the Chargers last week. It was their first road win in almost 3 years, and I'm thinking to myself, well, can they make it two in a row this week against Philadelphia? I just don't see it happening. Unfortunately, I don't. I just feel like Philadelphia's just, they're riding high. They're playing with the confidence. Hurts is playing with the confidence. It just seems like they've got this moxie, this attitude, and I feel like they're gonna just. They're going to be a real test for Jacksonville, and I believe that they're going to come out with the win. If they were in Jacksonville, chances are that I might think that I'll probably take the Jacksonville Jaguars with the points here. But since they're at Philadelphia, I think that it's a tough place to play. I know that Peterson knows that environment. He knows that place better than anyone else on that coaching staff. I think that he's going to try to do what he can to coach up the Jacksonville team. I just give the edge to the Eagles because I just feel like, you know, schematically, I just feel like they don't have a weakness.
I agree with you. Mainly one of the main things right now for the Eagles, we've seen A.J. Brown games and we've seen Devontae Smith games, which is scary because rarely do you have two guys like that on teams, and they might be the best wide receiving core in the NFL right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially now because it took a little while. It took about a year or so for Smith to kind of get used. And we all know he played with Hurts in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then you look at what this coming season, all the attention went to A.J. Brown. What is he going to be able to do? What's he going to provide? What's he going to add to this Philadelphia offense? And he's shown it.
Yep.
And I know that hurts you because you being a Tennessee Titan fan, that's not what you want to see because you were hoping it would go the opposite,
yes,
right?
Yes, as a very bitter and petty person that I am, especially when it came to the A.J. Brown trade, at the beginning I was on A.J.'s side because I was thinking, why, when you have a player like that, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You got to pay him. And at the end of the day, you've paid Harold Landry, and I know we can – hindsight is 20/20, as they always say.
Yeah.
And Harold Landry going down injured, you're not going to see him at all this year. You didn't even get to see him week one. But it's turned out A.J. Brown was right, and the Eagles were right. They gave up very little to get a number one wide receiver. And has A.J. Brown been the entire difference? No, I think a lot of it has to do with their new head coach. I think a lot of it has to do as well with Jalen Hurts taking that next step. But having another number one wide receiver, because Devontae Smith on a lot of teams is probably a number one, Ray.
Absolutely, especially on my Washington. But here's the thing, though. That's the thing. Where did he explode on against my Washington team? There's talks out there about, like, and we're going to get to the Washington Cowboys game here in a few minutes, about how they like their chance against Dallas. Doesn't matter what offense the Washington football team plays against, they'll make any anemic, like just like below average offense look prolific, like a Super Bowl contending offense. And I'm not saying the Eagles are in that category, but look with the Detroit Lions. The Jaguars were up there. I mean, they barely squeezed. They literally squeezed a win against them. And then you had Devontae Smith making all kinds of crazy catches.
Yep.
Like, I was just like, oh, here we go.
Back to
but
back.
But I think
it's just an anomaly.
Is this just a one time thing, or is Devontae Smith really going to start like taking the next step of being that prolific wide receiver that many Philadelphia fans hoping he can be?
It's a tough assignment for any defenses to play when you have two teams like that. So I'm going Eagles -6.5. Devlin, your opinion on the matter?
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles have really given me no reason to believe that they're not the best team in the NFL right now. I'll take their spread no matter who they're playing until they prove me otherwise. Give me the Eagles.
I agree. They have been lights out. They're 3-0 on the year. They haven't really been in any games that they played in so far, which against any NFL team, we've seen it over and over again. The Kansas City Chiefs found that out against the Indianapolis Colts. Next game, another 12 o'clock kickoff. I tell you what, the 12 o'clock slate is packed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bills-Ravens. Ravens are at home against the Buffalo Bills, who dropped a tough one in Miami in that absolute sweltering heat the other day. Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, I think he's still in Miami tearing up that poor press box that they had him in up there. Bills right now are a 3-point favorite against Baltimore. Are the Bills going to bounce back, Ray, or is Lamar Jackson, who as well is having an MVP year, probably the front runner, probably at the moment, his stats are better than anyone's by far compared to Jalen Hurts or Lamar or Josh Allen?
So when you look at, this game, it's pretty much Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Outside of Hurts, and you probably throw Tua before he got knocked out with a concussion last week on Thursday night, that could be part of that MVP talks as of right now. Lamar Jackson, I mean, I'm going with Buffalo here. I know that what Baltimore likes to do is that they're going to try to eat up because they've got a lot of secondary issues. I believe they signed Xavier Rhodes early in the week.
Yep.
Now he's out because of a hamstring injury, which is apparently that's a known thing that happens, right, when you sign a player so late into the early into the season that hasn't really had any much, conditioning or training, what have you. But when you look at what Baltimore does, they're going to eat the middle of that field against Buffalo. They got these young wide receivers young corners trying to go against Bateman. It's going to be all Mark Andrews. And then Lamar Jackson's going to run wild. The only thing that I've got giving the Buffalo Bills the edge, even though it's in Baltimore, is because I know they're pissed because last week statistically, they basically out-statistic every category against the Miami Dolphins except for one place. And that's the win column. They lost that game. And I know they'll be pissed this week. I think they're going to be riding high. They're going to be exposed. I know they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. They're going to bring that physicality. I expect it to be a very physical game between these two. When you have a Josh Allen put up 400 yards last week, I mean, that just can't happen. I mean, I know that they're pissed about what happened, and they're going to probably come in and they're going to take it against Baltimore. And, I think it's going to be – if this is anything less than a high-scoring game, a shootout, I'd be disappointed.
Well, both these teams' losses have come against the Dolphins, oddly enough, who dropped a tough one on Thursday night against – the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, you talk about that. When you talk about the both their losses have come against, those teams, is that what's the narrative about Buffalo now? They can't win these close games. And it seems like it's going to be true. And then, Baltimore won. They were just like Buffalo. They were winning that game statistically and on the scoreboard against the Dolphins. And they scored, 28 points, the Dolphins, that is, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they just shut down. So it was more or less the defense like letting them down. So you've got two young secondaries going against one another, and both teams have the arsenal to put up a lot of points. So I'm expecting a shootout.
I agree. Ravens offense has looked really good. They've got Mark Andrews involved. No surprise. Lamar Jackson right now, one of the leading rushers. He's got the same amount of rushing yards as Christian McCaffrey does, and he's got half the carries. So that's just kind of goes
and
to show.
And he's the offensive player of the month for the AFC side as well.
Indeed. For me, Devlin, however, all that said about the Buffalo Bills and how good they are, give me the Ravens plus the points.
So you're taking Ravens plus the points.
Ravens plus the points. I just think at home, this game, not a whole lot of weather involved, but I think for the Bills, I think they're going to have a tough bounce back. Losing an emotional one like they did last week, I think the Ravens are going to be ready. I think Lamar against this Bills defense, I think they're in trouble. And I think they're going to – Ravens are probably going to win outright, but I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to get the Ravens plus.
I'm taking Buffalo in this.
Devlin, break the tie for us.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to Ray's point a little bit. both of these offenses are just as explosive, and they're probably going to maintain the same pace the entire game. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a shootout, and I think it's going to be close. But I think there's just a slightly bit of more gaps in the Ravens' defense than Buffalo's. Mm-hmm. I'm banking on Buffalo getting that one extra stop that the Ravens can't get, and Buffalo's going to take this one. I'm going to take Buffalo in this one, but I could see it going out of the way. This is going to be a very close game.
Maybe the best game of the week. We shall see on that front. Next game before we send it to our final break of the night. Broncos-Raiders. AFC West matchup. The Broncos have looked horrid. They keep getting
worst 2-1 team in the NFL.
Maybe in history, worst
2-1 team in the NFL.
Over under right now is 45.5. Las Vegas, who's 0-3 right now. This kind of goes to show how bad the Broncos have been. Are 2.5 point favorites.
Yep.
So a 2-1 team heading into an 0-3 team. Of course, it's on the road for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. They're 2.5 point underdogs. Raiders really. You could argue they probably should have won the game with how bad the Titans were in the second half last week. They found a way. Derek Carr threw an interception. Granted, it was off Darren Waller's hands, so is it really Derek Carr's fault? No. The two-point conversion goes off the fingertips of Darren Waller again. So they've been close to getting that first win, but they just haven't looked very good. There's rumors coming out of Las Vegas how Davante Adams is not happy with his team's 0-3 start when he's looking over at Green Bay, who's 2-1. Aaron Rodgers, discount double check.
He's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
When you look at this Raiders-Broncos team, three of the last four have gone the Raiders' way. And they've averaged about 30-plus points in this game, in the series. I feel like the Raiders, when you look at this team over the first three games, they've lost each game by 6 points or less. And they're going against this Broncos team who's still trying to figure things out. They've got the weapons. It just seems like just Nathaniel, who, rumor, I'm just throwing this out there, can't hack it. In terms of what they're trying to do there, I just feel like there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. It just seems like even when they won last week, against probably the worst Sunday night football game I've seen in such a long time between them and the 49ers. And I'm like, is this game really happening? And when they won it, and late in that fourth quarter, I'm like, they were kind of surprised themselves.
Yeah.
I think that what this team's going to do, I think the biggest thing about the Raiders, what they're missing, is Hunter Renfrow. That is who they're missing, because that was always Derek Carr's safety valve. Darren Waller, he comes in and out. Like, he's got the big money now. He kind of shows out, then does not. Davante Adams, he's still going to do what Davante Adams does. Derek Carr, he just looks like he misses Hunter Renfrow, because what do you have, 100 catches, over 100 catches last season? Yep. He was just, wherever he goes, especially in that red zone, who needs to pick up a first down, he's got Hunter Renfrow right on the underneath at the slot's position. I feel that's been a big miss. Defensively, they're not really looking that great these days. Denver, I think that, honestly, Denver's probably a top five defense for me. I mean, what they did last week, outside of probably trying to, they should be painting, like how Eli Manning said, their punter, who punted 10 times last week, other than Russell Wilson.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's going to take a little time. I think that the Broncos are going to eventually get it. I think, honestly, the Broncos get it going this week, because if you look at that secondary, I mean, look what Tannehill did last week in the first half. I mean, they were just chewing them up, piecing them up. And then at the second half, they just said, you know what, we're just going to just go on cruise control, and almost gave up the game last week. I just feel like with Denver, they've got the pieces in place now. I think it's going to be a big game with Sutton and Judy. I think it's going to be, with Gordon and Williams back there. I think they're going to have their way. I feel like Denver's going to win this game, and they're going to get, they're going to take the Raiders to 0-4. And I think that is it fair to say that there might be a certain coach on the hot seat so early
maybe
in the season, the first year?
Rock Ya-Sin, one of the Las Vegas Raiders cornerbacks, is questionable heading into this game. Two outs for them. Foster Moreau and Hunter Renfrow are both going to be out. So for me, with those injuries, possibly an even more depleted secondary than what it is already, I'm going with the Broncos in this one. You're getting the points. Likely they're going to win anyway. And I think 0-4 right now, it doesn't look good, because this is a team coming into it. You got Chandler Jones and you got Davante Adams. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying they might have had the best offseason non-quarterback acquisitions. Right now, it just hasn't fit at all.
Let me ask you this before we go to a break. Do you feel like the AFC West is kind of,
overrated?
Not overrated, but yeah, they've kind of they were supposed to be like the darlings of the NFL in terms of divisions, And they've so far, what, disappointed us outside of Kansas City.
Yeah, they haven't lived the expectation.
At all,
say,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just surprised.
Chiefs-Chargers have been okay, but when you
Chargers
look at—
Chargers lost Bosa now.
Right, when you look at Raiders-Broncos, those have been one of the worst teams in the NFL. For the Broncos, good enough for them. They're 2-1 and not 0-3 like
Las
Vegas.
Yeah, and I thought all four teams would be going to the playoffs this year, and it looks like it's not going to happen. It looks like maybe Jacksonville is going to probably steal one of those playoff places, spots outside of those four teams.
Devlin, your pick on the toilet bowl in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're looking for a good time to stretch your legs, go to the grocery store, do whatever you got to do, I would do it during this game. Yes. I'm expecting absolutely atrocious football every single time Denver takes the field. I'll leave this game up to Siri, ask her what she has to say about it.
Why are you going to go against Mr. Unlimited?
God, I just cannot stand this football game.
Mr. Unlimited.
Flip a coin. Give me the Raiders in this
one. Right.
Come back.
So Raiders for Devlin. I pick the Broncos.
I've got the Broncos as well. I take the Broncos and the points, and I'm just taking them outright.
Think
they're going to do it.
Let's go and send it to our final break. That is it for me. I've got to head to Clarksville, Tennessee, where I'll be calling some Austin Peay women's soccer. If you're just not looking, maybe you want to watch that game instead of Broncos Raiders, go on ESPN Plus. Find Austin Peay women's soccer. But Ray, it has been a pleasure once again.
Likewise, my brother. Have fun. Have safe times. And week four, baby, we're here. Quarter of the season's almost over.
I know. How sad is this?
That's crazy. I feel like we just started yesterday.
Season will be over before we know
it. Absolutely.
Ray Dosky will be with you when you come back. I will see you people next week. You're watching and listening to Run With It on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code TAS. You can always do one of my favorites, the same game parlays, makes a lot of money real quick. Or take a look at the live betting options. You'll get live updates on games that have already started. That's something I really enjoy. I think it's done best with FanDuel, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code TAS for your no sweat first bet. That promo code again is TAS. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
ASAR Roofing and Gutters is on the air reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by ASAR Roofing and Gutters. For the best in residential and commercial roofing and gutter installation, call 615-218-0118. That's 615-218-0118. Or online at asarroofingandgutters.com. Mention this ad for $500 off new roof for active military veterans. ASAR Roofing and Gutters. They're professionals who care.
What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
Hey, Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back to Run With It. I'm Ray Dosky. That was General Patton Cook here. He's now taking off from the show to go and get his NFL Week 4 coverage started earlier today. And I've got Devlin McKenzie behind the boards. Devlin, man, this is a part of the show that I was dreading, but I need to get to it. I got to start talking about my Washington. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know how
it feels. And then with the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You look at this Washington team, and I've been seeing these reports out there about how the people, the media, people in Washington are so like, oh, we like our chances because of the fact that the Cowboys have struggled offensively. Yeah, that's great and all. I get it. But this is the Dallas Cowboys. Washington's going to Dallas. They're going to put on their new black unis that they get this year. And I look at this team, and I look at the defensive side. We talked about it off air about how numerous number ones. Chase Young, I think, is about a week or 2 week out from coming back to suit up and return to action. And I've heard glowing reports that he looks great, he's all this, but apparently Coach Rivera wants to take his time with bringing him along and stuff like that because, you know, it's been almost a year and stuff, and that's the jewel. Chase Young is the jewel on that defensive line front. But in terms of running this ball, stopping the ball, I don't care who goes against that Washington defense, it's always the same narrative. It doesn't matter who plays on the other side. They always make any average offense look prolific, like a Super Bowl contending offense. I've known this for the years and years of just following this team, being a fan of this team. I'm kind of suspect about my whole fanish now to this team because I feel like I'm starting to lose that loyalty a little bit because I'm just so like, I just don't like to deal with mediocrity, if not below mediocrity, when it comes to a team that I knew back in the day was such a prolific team. And so I look at this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm thinking, oh boy, we're in trouble. You look at what happened last week against the Philadelphia Eagles, we talked about it earlier in the show, nine sacks against Carson Wentz. Then you go against the Dallas Cowboys, who I think are leading the league in sacks as a defensive unit as a whole, and you've got Micah Parsons coming right at you. And Micah Parsons is such a difference maker. I mean, the guy's got such an impact. It's just crazy. So, I don't know. I've got him. We'll see what happens. I'm taking Dallas in this game. I don't care if Cooper Rush is back there or Dak Prescott. It's all the same.
Yeah, flying into Jerry's World is really hard, no matter how good or bad that Cowboys team is suspected to be. I'll probably take the Cowboys in this one just because, like you said, man, that defense just isn't keeping up the way they should.
Right, and the last one before we head out here, I'm taking the Bucs over the Kansas City Chiefs. They get healthier. They get all the receivers back. It should be an awesome game tonight.
I'm flipping the script. I'm going with Kansas City.
All right, man. Well, there you go. Well, I'm Ray Dosky. That's Devlin McKenzie. That'll do it for us here on Run With It. We'll see you next week, guys.